Day of Lord Nityananda. I have invited, like all the years, our Ramananda Gopal, and we already start to feel like a team in the service of our parampara. Very happy that you are here. He's the head pujari in Singhachalam, where he worships Lord Nrisimhadev and knows really all the shastric injunctions. I'm also very happy to invite all of the devotees who are getting up today their sacred initiation, and similarly very happy to have the parents of some of the devotees here who will shower their blessings on this auspicious event. Also, the friends of the devotees have been their family members, children of the devotees. We are complete, really. And I'm also welcoming all the devotees who come here to witness the sacred initiation and who will give their blessings and their best wishes on the initiates. I always feel that when we come to see the initiation ceremony of other devotees, it can remind us of our own sacred vows, our own sacred path, because what we will do during the initiation ceremony, we will create through mantras and the appropriate rituals a space in which we welcome the Lord and the parampara. Good. So I will now just see. I think the mothers with the very young children will have an eye on their children, that they are comfortable. And when they are a little loud, they will please go with the children to a place. I suggest the library where there are ample toys, so that we will have a sanctified atmosphere where we can all concentrate. If some mothers next to you are not understanding the language, please help them to understand this concept and guide them to the library. Good. Fine. I would like to now request Ramananda Gopal to guide us and tell us what we should first do. But let us first welcome our respected priest by saying Gaura Premanandi.
So thank you for your trust in our seva. Thank you, Maharaj, for your trust in our seva in Simhachalam. We're very happy to be here, and we feel like having a visit at the boss. Yes, what we do now, we would like to welcome all the initiates. Please take a seat, idam asanam. And I would suggest that the ladies maybe sit here somewhere in the middle, or this side more, and then probably sit on Maharaj. We have also two seats here.
Where exactly?
You see where the main Pradhanashila is?
Yes.
And then there's a smaller one just
under him. Just under him, yes.
Next to the smaller one on the left.
Yes. I see. Mm-hmm. Good. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Who's this?
Is he? OK. can only be one of two. Let me see. It must be Balaji's. Balaji is here? Yes. Acha, acha, acha. One moment, Sunil, did you bring Kantimala?
Yes,
Buddha Bhavana. Buddha Bhavana, good.
That's a very good point. There's everybody's Kantimala ready, it's new ones.
Yeah, we own.
Okay, so welcome everybody. You all feel comfortable, feel happy, not dizzy. So, what we do now here, just a brief how we go through this. We make an archman ceremony, it's called a purification ceremony, and we do this three times. It's actually said we should do it when you perform a fire sacrifice at least two times. We do it three times, this purification ceremony that we are pure in mind and also in body and in consciousness, especially when we do this very important step in our life. And then we will... Then we will invite the fire, make the fire, and then we invite the Lord, who will take our offerings. And these offerings are in front of you, cranes, and with each and every swaha, we will draw this with this mutra, this three fingers, the thumb, the middle finger and the ring finger, and you will throw this into the fire. And in the end, you will all will have the opportunity to offer a final offering, punahuti, and we all have this auspicious fruit, banana, in front of us, and you will throw this in the fire. I yesterday spoke with Mataji Damodar Priya, and there is a misconception amongst devotees, some devotees, that with this banana we throw our bad karma into fire. But actually it's not true, it's an offering of love, it's a final offering, and everything what we offer to Krishna is of course something valuable. So please meditate that we give something nice, we don't give our bad karma. What are we going to do with that? How we can enjoy that? So we can meditate that we finally surrender. I'm sorry, we give our heart to the Lord, and then there's always the question after the yakya, oh, can we eat the bananas? Yes, you can. It's first class Maha Prasadam, and Damodar Priya told me she eats this all the time. So if you want to be a very good, strong devotee like Damodar Priya Mataji, eat banana. Yes. So that's from my side. What we're gonna do now is this archman ceremony, and then those who get first initiation and didn't change the Kandimala, they will change it after the archman. And then after we've done this, Maharaj will speak some words for us.
Hari Prasad is here.
Okay, so everybody take this little cup in front and the spoon in the left hand. You can also purify first with some drops your left hand. And take a spoon in the left hand, put some drops on the right hand, and then you trip some drops on this palm of your right hand. Look at the water and install Dedi. Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
And again. Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Okay, actually in front there goes another mantra. And this mantra, please repeat this. Om.
Om.
Ajana.
Ajana.
Oh, no. Om.
Om.
Abhavitra Vavitrava Savavastam Gadopiva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sa Vaya Navayantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu
Om Keshavaya Namaha
Om Keshavaya Namaha
Om Narayanaya Namaha
Om Narayanaya Namaha
Om Madhavaya Namaha
Om Madhavaya
Namaha Okay, mantra again. Om
Om Abhavitra Abhavitra
Savastam
Gatopiva
Yasmare
Pundarikaksham
Savaya So the meaning of this mantra is that whatever one is pure or impure or having passed through all conditions of material life, if one remembers the lotus eye Sri Krishna, one becomes internally and externally clean. So this is our mantle bath. And now please we'll get first initiation, please exchange your neck beads. Comfortable, not too tight. Okay, so we've done this. Now we would like to fix our meditation by some enlightening words of Satchinanda Maharaj. Ki Chaya Chaya.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vajamine Nivishesha Sunyavani Paskarani Ladarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara
Shri Vasani Gauranga Vrinda
Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsava Swapadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Everybody, Radha Madana Mohano. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we are conducting this sacred initiation ceremony, which offers entry into the glorious Sampradaya. So those who receive the first initiation, it's an official recognition. And for those who receive the second initiation, it offers mantras, we are offering mantras, which will help them to come closer to the Lord. Three times a day they will chant these Gayatri mantras and meditate about Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So very sacred mantras. What should be our mood when we take sacred initiation? What is it that we should bring with us before we are qualified to sit and commit ourselves to receiving this sacred initiation? An answer to this question is given in an ancient scripture called the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, which is part of the Shiva Purana. It's a surprising Samhita because it is really speaking about pure bhakti. And there it is said what should be the mood of someone who goes and takes initiation. Please listen very carefully. It talks about the qualifications that will help us to really accept the gift. This is what the text says. O Brahmana, a wise person who's aware that the shelter of the Lord is very difficult to attain and who is distressed by material life should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. This is how spiritual life starts. You understand the world to be dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This Krishna is describing his creation, the material world, as dukkhalayam. It is filled with dukkha, with suffering, which comes together with sukha. But everything here, ashashvatam, is temporary. So an intelligent person understands I need the shelter of the Lord. I do not wish to continue to strive to find shelter in a world which cannot offer me shelter. So knowing that this is difficult to go so far as to reach the Lord, he goes close to a servant of the Lord, who is a spiritual teacher, a spiritual master, and who has certain qualities. The qualities are enumerated here. It is said that a bona fide spiritual master should be peaceful. He should be non-envious. He should be devoted to Lord Krishna. He should be not interested in things that have no relation to Lord Krishna. He should be not engaged in activities that have no relation to Lord Krishna. And he should be filled with spiritual virtues. And it is said he must be free from anger and greed. He must be learned in the science of the nectar of the mellows of Lord Krishna. This is Rasa Tattva. He must be expert in mantras glorifying Lord Krishna, like the Hare Krishna mantra, and other mantras, and the Gayatri mantra. He must be always surrendered to Lord Krishna and always take shelter of Lord Krishna. He must be devoted to chanting the mantras. And it continues like this. And then it says, such a teacher shows his disciples how to serve the Lord because he himself, the teacher, is a disciple in the Sampradaya and he is filled with mercy and he is renounced. These are the qualities. And then the text continues by enumerating the qualities of a bona fide disciple. Also the bona fide disciples should have qualities. I think you are now really interested. What are the qualities? Well, he should have faith in his spiritual masters. in his spiritual master. He should be devoted to his spiritual master, and he should have the attainment of liberation from material existence as the goal of his life. His goal, or her goal, is not to enjoy the world, but his goal or her world is to come to the spiritual world. This is what the text says. And then the text says, how we should approach this initiation fire. It is a verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke when he approached Ishwarapuri for the sacred initiation. It's a very nice mantra. Can I tell you? It's like a prayer. He says, oh spiritual master, please rescue me, free me, for I am burning in the fire of repeated birth and death. I'm bitten by the black snake of time. No, time is there, pushing me on. Please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the crest jewel of all deities. One should worship his lotus feet alone. One time only one should accept initiation to worship his lotus feet. This is said by the wise, not twice, not re-initiation. If there is no good reason, sometimes there may be a reason, but one time, this is lifelong, this is something serious. Yes. And it says one should also have the quality which Krishna mentions in the Gita. That is, one should have spiritual questions. How do I move forward? Happy at heart, the spiritual master then teaches the sacred mantra to the disciple who is peaceful. The disciple who is peaceful, who has faith in his spiritual master's feet, and who is surrendered to his spiritual master's feet. It's a happy occasion, in other words. Yeah, this is the tradition. And it is a mood which is expressed here. I think a mood which all of us, not only those who sit today at the sacred initiation fire, but all of us who are also sitting here and observing this ceremony, should revisit this eagerness for spiritual path, this eagerness to move forward with strength. And with happiness in our, with a spring in our steps, they say in England. Good. I want to now ask the question, can there be life without shampoo? It is a thought-provoking question put in modern language. I have learned you must speak for the modern people in modern language. To translate it in good words is, can there be really life when we renounce the comforts of material life and the promises of Maya to move forward in our spiritual life? There is a very nice Vaishnavi. Her name is Sachi Devi. She was a princess who came to Vrindavan after her parents had tried to marry her to a prince who was very much absorbed in material life. Sachi Devi did not want such a relationship. She wanted to have a relationship to Krishna. And as she was living in Vrindavan, trying to move forward, she saw that guidance on her spiritual path was necessary. So she approached the saint Haridas, not our Haridas Thakur, another Haridas, and asked him to become his disciple. But Haridas saw, you're a princess. You're used and dependent on luxury. How will you live the life of a person in Vrindavan? We live here in the forest, we have nothing, no palatial comfort, and no Ayurvedic shampoo. Nothing is available here. This is not your path. You are pampered by the comforts. Better you go back to your parents and be a proper princess. But Sachi Devi was determined. Now, where I have not the shelter of a saint, I will look for the shelter of Yamuna Devi. Yamuna Devi, the goddess Yamuna, is known to accept even the most unqualified. Everyone takes their bath in the Yamuna. Those who are thieves will take their bath in the Yamuna. Brahmanas will take the bath of the Yamuna. Kings and beggars, healthy and ill people, all take their bath in the Yamuna. I will take shelter at the banks of the Yamuna. And she lived there. When Haridas heard about this, he sent someone who said, Haridas wants to see you. So she came back trembling. Haridas looked at her. Didn't I tell you to go back? Haridas was testing her. She said, if you accept me or not, I will follow all of your instructions except for one, to go back to material life. That I cannot do, that I will not do. But please have mercy on me. Give me some instruction. So Haridas began to feel this person is serious. This person understands that material life, even up to the category of a princess, oh, princess means comfort, we poor people can't imagine, you know, financially poor people cannot imagine. Poor, she is really determined. I mean, let me test her a little bit more. See if she is only living in a little illusion, but which she cannot uphold. So Haridas said, well, you asked for an illustration. No, you asked for an instruction. Let me ask you, how do you eat now? From where do you get your food? Sachi Devi said, well, I have something. She didn't want to say, I'm a princess, but that was implied when she said, I have some financial security. Haida said, if you want to live in Vrindavan, you should only be dependent on Krishna. I request you to go to the houses of the Brijbasis and do madukari, that is, beg your food. So she did. She said, oh, yes, I will do. I'm thanking you for this instruction. And she went for madukari wherever she... And some people thought, oh no, she's a princess. We have heard about her. And she comes to us, poor farmers. She wants to ridicule us. She wants to make us a laughing stock. And they said, go, 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 you rich people, why do you landowners, kings, why do you ask us for our chapatis and rotis? And Sachi Devi was tolerating insults. She tolerated rejection. because she knew I have to become dependent on Krishna. My dear devotees, when I first heard this, I decided to live for a whole year on begging food, because I come from a family of means, and I thought I must also, this is to become dependent on Krishna. I went to the houses of the Germans, and I said, I'm hungry. And they understood, I can speak good German if I want, that this is a man from good family background. He will not just look for a pretext to enter our apartments and then shoot us. No, he's... And they said, but you're hungry, but what happened to you? Nothing serious, I'm a monk now. Acha, you're a monk? And acha, they didn't know what to say. Oh yeah? The German acha is oh yeah? So they would give what they had. I lived mostly on cucumbers because, they don't have vegetarian food always in their refrigerators. So, yes, because I understood, he wanted, Haridas wanted his future disciple to understand, we are parts of Krishna. Rely on Krishna. Krishna is your mother and your father. Because he knew in times to come she would need to turn to Krishna. So Sachi Devi kept always her goal in front. I want to go back to Krishna. Therefore, she passed the test gloriously and was initiated. Do you want to know what is her initiated name? Ganga Mata. And later, the word Goswamini was added because she lived such an exemplary life. Kings became her disciples. So, this my idea here in telling this is not that you should all become like Ganga Mata Goswamini and live from Madhukari. That may not be practical. I know some of you have professions and are respectable professional people. No, I'm not saying this. I want to point out towards an essence which a disciple should have. He should not lose the goal, his or her spiritual goal, out of sight, and be ready to do little sacrifices for this goal. Be tolerant towards others for this goal. Be tolerant to circumstances for this goal. Be enthusiastic, even in the in times of doubts or darkness, but keep the goal in front of her or his eyes. There's a nice saying, obstacles is what appears before your eyes when you lose the goal out of sight. As long as you have the goal of Krishna consciousness before your eyes, as long as you do not lose the goal from your vision, you will see that all so-called obstacles are only stepping stones, Stufen, Treppenstufen, on your way back home, back to Godhead. You will be able to learn like this. In concluding, I want to say this time we have more Brahmin initiates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 devotees are getting Brahmin initiation, and 2 devotees get first initiation. There's a reason. I have become now someone who looks very carefully into the hearts of this ocean of new devotees who come to me and ask me for initiation. I want to see if they have understood what is the goal of their life, and if they, their conviction is strong enough so that they will not falter when there are difficulties and then lose the goal from their eyes. I have become increasingly determined to really help devotees before they go to the initiation to see the goal and be strong. Now, otherwise, I am not prepared to give them initiation and see how they will later drop their promises. So, we will also give the mantras, the sacred Gayatri mantras, and I want to read a little bit from Jiva Goswami's Krishna Sandarbha about the Gayatri mantras, what they are and what they do. See, this 18-syllable mantra which you will get is a process that brings forth an immediate or gradual realization of the Absolute Truth. I want to repeat this because it's a difficult sentence. Chanting the Gayatri Mantra is a process that brings forth an immediate or gradual realization of the truth. If someone chants the mantras, he will see that more and more the appearance of Vrindavan Krishna in his heart will take place. There is in the Gopal Tapani Shruti a description about this amazing mantra. Because Brahma had informed the four Kumaras regarding the five-word 18-syllable mantra, that's one of the mantras which our devotees get, which discloses, this mantra discloses Krishna's own form through the medium of transcendental words. The Kumara said, please tell us more about this mantra. And in reply, Brahma said, O Brahmanas, during the first half of my life, I meditated upon him and praised him constantly through this mantra. Then at the end of a parapta, after 50 years of Brahma's life, and at the end of his night, that Supreme Person was self-disclosed to my awareness and then appeared before me as a cowherd boy. So, Brahma is describing his experience. He had meditated about this mantra, and then the Lord of the mantra, the Supreme Purusha, appeared before me as a cowherd boy, Vrindavan Krishna. And he continues. He says, O King, I saw that cowherd boy with a complexion like a dark cloud, surrounded by cowherd girls and laughing with the cowherd boys. He was sitting near the foot of a kadamba tree, clad or dressed in wonderful yellow garments in the forest called Vrindavan, which was beautified by new buds. And Vrindavan is eternal spring, so you will see always spring flowers or new buds. He saw him, Krishna, sitting under a kadamba tree, surrounded with the gopis. He had a complexion dark like a cloud, and he was laughing. The Gotamiya Tantra talks about the sadacha, means the behavior towards this mantra, in the conduct that embodies truth. No? It says, a person initiated into the mystery of mantras, who utters this mantra day and night with resolute fixity of mind, sees Bhagavan Hari in his cowherd form. Of this there is no doubt. So you might say, day and night I have to chant this mantra? Well, we have later texts it is said it is to be chanted during the sandhyas, and that covers everything. Sandhyas is the morning time, the noon time, and the evening time. So then you cover the whole day and night. Fine. So this is the mantras, and you can see it is something very respectable. It is something very, very sacred, the sacred initiation. If you think it's just about getting a new name, and so that your Instagram page has a spiritual name, then you have missed the point. There's much deeper subject. I know, I'm saying it, I know the devotees who are getting initiated don't think this, I'm not addressing you, don't worry. I'm just saying it is a very wonderful opportunity. So we have learned in this lecture about the mood, which is mentioned in the scriptures, an eager mood where we are focusing on the goal of our spiritual life, and we have heard something about this mantra. It's a process. It's in the original sense of the word, a paradigm. That means something which brings out something you could not see before. This, if you do the, and you need the sadhana, morning, noon, and evening. It is, however, said, I need to say this, because we all want to talk real language. Sometimes it happens in my life and in many devotees' lives. I've also asked my God brothers that we just don't get to chant the Gayatri mantras on time. It happens. Because there are situations, for instance, we just happen to give a seminar during that time, or anything, and so on. It said, if you do service, then when you miss that time of the mantra, 60,000 saints will chant it for you in one scripture. Now don't think, okay, they will do much better than me. I forget all my mantras. I just do service and hectically. No, these are exceptional situations. Hare Krishna. My intelligence always wants to go the easy way. No. But I'm just saying it. If you miss, because you are engaged in intense seva, the Lord understands. He has made some arrangement that it is covered. Good. Then, Ramananda Gopal, please guide us. What should be our next step?
Yes, thank you very much, Maharaj, for these enlightening words. Now we will make the fire and invite the Lord into the fire, and for this I will do some ceremony, some little stuff, and I would think it would be good if you all chant and get alive by chanting the holy name and prepare, meditating upon the process what we all go through now. And please, everybody who's sitting around,